that our Lord spoke in Matthew chapter 20. So could I have the first slide on the screen, please, if you don't mind, please. Right, what's this? Anybody? What is that? It's a clock. Come on, wake up. It's a clock. What time is it? That's not the right time, by the way. That's a clock. What has a clock got to do with a parable? Or what has a parable got to do with a clock? Interesting question. You've heard the saying that people say time flies. Well, time certainly does fly. If we look at our own lives today, how old we are, hasn't time flown? It certainly has. And before you know it, our time is over. But what I would like to do is, we'll go through these chapters, but the parable in Matthew 20 is about the laborers in the vineyard. How the Lord uses people. One thing we have to understand is that God is not dependent on anybody, no matter who you are. You could be a lowly person giving one little tract out to somebody scared out of your wits. What's the guy going to say to me? Or you can be a mighty preacher, man of God. Thousands of people are converted by your preaching. Praise the Lord for that. Praise the Lord for everybody. But God is not dependent on one person or anybody for that matter. For us to think that if we didn't do anything, God wouldn't be able to do anything, that is completely wrong. Every parable teaches us something. One parable does not teach us everything, but if we can learn one thing from that parable, then we are blessed. We read in chapter 20 from verse 1, where the Lord is giving the parable of the kingdom of heaven. He's likening it to a landowner. And that landowner, it says, well, he's a landowner, he's got land, he's got a vineyard, he's got land, he's probably rich. And being rich, I'm sure he must have servants at home as well, doing all the work at home. Sure he has, of course. But what does he say? For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who goes or went out early in the morning to hire laborers for the vineyard, for his vineyard. So a landowner himself goes out to hire people. He doesn't send his foreman. He goes himself out to hire people. And as we know, that he goes to somebody, okay, you're going to work in my vineyard? I'll give you one denarii. So there you go. Before, when I used to read this parable, it never used to make much sense to me, because when you read it with a human perspective, it doesn't make much sense. Why? Well, the person who started work at 6 o'clock or 9 o'clock, he's worked all day in the heat and he's tired and he gets one denarii. Agreed. Then it says that he goes out again and the third hour, and he sees other people standing there. Hey guys, what are you doing here? We've got no work. Come on. Go in my vineyard. So he sends one set out at 9 o'clock, other guys at 12 o'clock. I'll give you one denarii, go and work in my vineyard. they go. Thank you very much, sir. And then he goes out again, 6th hour, 9th hour, and then the 12th hour, sorry, the 11th hour. 11th hour is nearly closing time, only 1 hour left. But he says to them, whatever I agree with you, I will give you, go and work. So they go and work as well. As we can see here, in this parable, the time is divided equally, very nicely. Morning time, 3-4 times which are there, is divided equally as they go out and they work. When the Lord went, when the vineyard owner, when he went out to these people, he went with authority. He did not go because he couldn't have the work done himself, but he to send the people out so they could do something for him. When we look upon this parable and when we think about it, in the same manner, the Lord, he chooses people to do his bidding. He chooses people, he saves them, and then he sends them out. If you look at the clock, imagine that 4 quarters of the clock, from the age of birth up to childhood, and then the middle year, then the early youth age, and then middle age, and then old age. God is a master at making people work, because he knows that idle hands make no work. When people are moved by the Holy Spirit, and when people hear the word of God, the Lord tells them to go out and do something for him. If you look at this parable, these people who went out at various times, the vineyard owners, landowner said to them, he said, what are you doing here standing about? What are you doing here standing about idle? He said, we got no work. In a Christian's life, we know about Samuel, that Samuel, he heard God's voice at a very early age. Very quiet voice he heard. Samuel. And he didn't know who he was. He went to Eli, running to Eli. When Eli said, it's the Lord calling. Say, Lord, tell me what I must do. When the Lord has his favor and his mercy upon us, and it is a privilege for us to go into God's service to serve the Lord. It's a privilege. But the Lord does not need us. He can do things himself. The Lord says, if I was hungry, would I tell you to give me something to eat? The cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. Would I ask you? The Lord does not ask. He gives us the opportunity, he gives us the privilege of serving him at any stage of our life, for as long as he wants us to. When our time is done, the Lord takes us to glory. This parable is very closely related to our age as well. Some people, very rarely though, when they in the early days in the childhood, some of them come to know the Lord and they repent and they serve the Lord from that time onwards. Even God's word says that, remember the Creator, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, while you still have your power, your energy in you to serve the Lord. But then some people, they come to the Lord at a slightly later stage in life. And the Lord says to them, go into my vineyard. Just like this landowner, he said to them, go to my vineyard. and what is right, what is rightfully yours, I will give you. And then there are brothers and sisters who, in their middle age, they come to the Lord, because they are thinking, I don't know, shall I trust, shall I not trust, I don't know what to do. They're hesitant, they're reluctant. And just like the people who are standing in the square, they have nothing else to do. The Lord bids us to do His work because He has saved us for His glory. Nothing else. And then there are some folks, when they grow old, and then we think, well, what are they going to do? But when people who come to the Lord at a later stage in life, then their job maybe is not to go out so boldly and do running around like the youngsters do, but they can go and pray for the servants, come to the prayer meetings in the church, do the things that other people don't do. So effectively, the Lord says to us from the time that we come to the Lord says that just look back and see how much time that you have wasted in your life by not doing anything at all. And sometimes, unfortunately, what happens is people, when they come to the Lord, when they come to the meetings, they don't have that calling, or they don't listen to that calling, and they just every day just go by, slide by. And they just, it's one day, one meeting after the other, one day after the other. But the Lord doesn't want that. The Lord says to us that go into my field and work there. But then we find in the parable that when the day was done, the vine owner, the landowner, he didn't go out to pay them their wages. He sent his foreman. So he's got a foreman. If the landowner would have sent his foreman in the morning when he went out himself, maybe they would not have listened to him. But because he went out himself, they listened. And whatever was agreed between the master and between the workers, he agreed it himself. What was agreed? One denarii. So, when payday came, they started with those who had gone into the field for 1 hour. Now, those who went into the field for 1 hour, when they were standing in line, the foreman, he gave them one denarii. He didn't agree anything with them in the early stages, but he gave them one denarii. Those are the people who went in last. Now, if you and me were in that line, and we went in early morning, in the blazing heat, in the sun, and we're so tired, we've been working all day, you would automatically think, you know something? If he's giving one denarii to the guy who came at it the last hour, I might get some more, you know, I might get a bonus or something. I might get some more. But he gave everybody what he had told them he was going to give them. One denarii. Did he do anything wrong? No. He stood by his word. But the people started grumbling. Why have you given us one denarii? Look at these guys. It says here that verse 12 says, These last men have worked only 1 hour and you have made them equal to us who have been borne the burden and the scorching heat of the day. But he said to them, Friend, I've done you no wrong. Was it not 1 denarii I agreed with you? Then why are you complaining for? Are you that greedy that you look at my wealth as with your spiteful eye? That's why I say the first shall be last and the last shall be first. When the Lord judges us, he will see what we have done. He's promised us as well, not 1 denarii. The Lord has promised us what? Heaven, salvation. The Lord chooses us at various times. When the Lord chooses us, at what age we come to the Lord, at what age we repent, only the good Lord knows. Because that's the time that is written in the Lamb's Book of Life for us to come to him. But if you recall the years that we have wasted before we came to the Lord, what we used to do, what we were up to, how we used to live our life. And then when the Lord chose us to send us into his vineyard, into the field, into the mission field, and the Lord has given us a command, he's also saying to us as well, work in my vineyard, come on, work in my vineyard. And this church, all the churches where the gospel is preached outside, this is a vineyard. And the Lord has said to us, I will give you what is fair. Go and do my bidding. Go and do my work. The Lord is such a glorious God that kings and angels bow down before him. And yet he asks us, he's created human beings, to serve him. If God so wanted, he could overflow this world with his gracious grace and his kindness, and everybody would be saved if that was his will. But because of sin, he doesn't do that. But the word of God says, only a few will be saved, not all will be saved. Only those who believe in the Lamb's Book of Life, whose names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. When we look at this clock, see where we are on this clock. Just imagine, divide this into 4 quarters. 9 to 12, 12 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to 9, 4 quarters. Where on this clock are you? At what quarter are you of your life? Are you in your first quarter? Second quarter? Third quarter? Fourth quarter? Where are you? The reason why I asked brother to bring a picture of a clock is because visually I wanted to show you that as the laborers went into the vineyard at different times of the day, some labored longer, some labored less. But the result for each and every one of them is the same. 1 denarii. Regardless of whatever age we come to the Lord, and the Lord chooses you, I came to the Lord when I was 21 years old. I still remember. But if the truth be asked, from the age of 21 that I came to the Lord up to today, at the age of 67, have I faithfully served the Lord in his vineyard? No. I haven't. I've made many, many mistakes. I've let you down so many times. When I felt the heat, I've buckled. When I've been thirsty, I've buckled, so to speak, okay? I have not served the Lord how I would want to. But has the Lord been any less gracious to me? No. He's given me more than I can ever imagine. I'm not talking material, I'm talking spiritual otherwise. The Lord has given me what He's promised me, more than that. He promised me that if you put your hand in my hand, I will walk with you and I will not let your hand go, no matter what happens, until I take you to glory. And there was a time when I felt the hand was slipping, but it wasn't His hand that was slipping, it was my hand. Because of my lack of faith, lack of belief. But even then, after the day was done, and I went to the Lord, and the Lord gave me my due. So, brothers and sisters, we see preachers come, we see people sharing. I mean, for example, those of you who have heard or seen Billy Graham preach, or have been to any of his ministries, or other mighty men of God, they have done their part. They have saved the souls that the Lord wanted them to save through their preaching, and they have now gone to glory. But for everybody who idols in the Lord's work, see, when the Lord chooses you, when the vineyard owner chose these people to go to the work, to go to work in the vineyard, He didn't say to them, hang on, go home, get your tools, and then go work in the vineyard. He didn't say that. He said to them, go work in the vineyard. He supplied the tools. He supplied everything that they needed to do the day, to do the day's work. When the Lord sends you into the field, the Lord provides you with the ammunition, with the weapons, with the tools that is needed for that service. There's somebody who said this, that for those Christians who take it easy, who think, okay, we just believe now and that is it. We believed and, you know, we saved and that is it. As a God servant said, that some people wish to live within the sound of church or chapel bells. Some people wish to live within the sound of church or chapel bells, meaning so close to church, so get up Sunday morning, go to church, come back, listen to the church bells ringing, that's my job done. But he says, but I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell. I want to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell. God wants us to run a rescue shop within a yard of hell for those, our family members, our children, our people, loved ones, who are not believed, who are not saved. God wants you to do those. And God wants us to go into the vineyard, into His field, into the mission field, and labor for those people. Because you will be required to give account for what you have done for them. Make no mistake, you will be required to give an account. Sometimes we take things so easily that we think, you know something? It's okay, somebody else will go. So on a Saturday morning, somebody else will go to witness. Or somebody else will go. Or I'm too old for this. My dad, he was 65 years old when he became an evangelist. And he used to go to India, in the villages, in the mountains, sharing. I say to him, Dad, you're too old now. He says, no, he says, I've got a very little time to fulfill what I have to do before I go to glory. And he was doing what he loved best when he went to glory, sharing the gospel with somebody. Brothers and sisters, you know something? It's very easy to think that somebody else is going to do it. Or somebody else, it's somebody else's job. But as the landowner, he chose the people, he sent them to the vineyard, and they labored according to their time, 9 hours, 6 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour. I remember reading somewhere where somebody who came to the Lord at the age of 103. Somebody coming to the Lord at the age of 103. And yet that person had been going to church most of his life, but nothing happened. And then God's grace, God's wisdom, God's grace, at the age of 103, he came to know the Lord. And he passed away at the age of 106. And the 3 years that he was alive at his age, he couldn't do much because he's, you know, he was 103. What can he do for 103 years old? You can't go out and witness. You can't do this. You can't do that. For the 3 years that was there, he was sitting at home praying for those who were doing something, praying for the pastor, praying for the pastor's wife, praying for the elders, praying for the ministers, those who are serving the Lord, praying for them. And then when he died at the age of 106, when they buried him, you know what they put on his gravestone? Here lies so-and-so, a babe at the spiritual age of 3. But yet his life years were 106. You get that? His life years were 106. With the time that we have left, which we don't know how much, nobody knows, but the time that we have left, what have you done for the Lord? And what are you going to do for the Lord? Because as these laborers, they worked in the heat and the sun and the everything. They toiled for that one denarii, which I don't know how much it's worth. Maybe, I don't know. Now, hang on. A denarii was worth 18 cents in silver, equivalent to a day of wage. So they earned their keep. But what has the Lord promised us? Regardless of whichever age, whatever age or our time in life that we come to the Lord, what has the Lord promised us? He's promised us far more than a denarii. He's saying, I will take you to heaven so that where you are, there I shall be also. We cannot pass the mantle to somebody else or think and say somebody else will do it. Just imagine that those who went in the early hours, if they thought they were going to get more money. The one at the 11th hour, they all got exactly the same. The Lord is not partial to anybody. The Lord is not partial. Salvation is the same for everybody. Regardless of however length of time you've served the Lord in the field, salvation is same for everybody. The thief who died on the cross, what did he say? Lord, forgive me. Lord God said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. How many years did he serve the Lord? So God is not dependent on what we do for him. He doesn't need us to do anything. If with his one command, the sun come out in the morning, with his one command, the night time comes, with his one command, the whole universe was made. Do you think he needs you and me to do his work? He doesn't. It's a privilege and an honor for us. And it's a blessing for us to share in the sharing of the gospel and to tell people. Let us not be people who get sidetracked by the world and take our eyes off the goal. Let us be laborers worthy of our hire. Just like the landowner, he says, take what is yours and go your way. If I want to give somebody more glory than you, that's up to me. Take what is yours and go your way. Let us take our denarii and let us use it wisely for God's kingdom, because the time will come when we stand before the Savior. He will say to us, he will ask us, well, for the time that he was on the earth, what did you do for me? What did you do for me? What have you done? And if you ask a question to ourselves, what have I done? What am I doing? What can I do? Because everything that a man does, he gives account to God. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord make us people who value time and the days that we have left, that we would use it for God's glory, so that saves can be saved from going to hell. May the Lord bless you. Amen.